It's time for TalkBack. TalkBack is your opportunity to communicate with us. We love to hear from you, and we encourage you to send along any notes that you might wish to share. And we have this morning three schools in the area who took the time to have their students pass along their observations. And we'll start with the North Shore Community School, which is located south of in Duluth, they say. It would be east of Duluth. No. Yes, east of Duluth, west of Two Harbors, somewhere in between.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of December 7th, 2019. Hello, my name is Larissa. I'm your phonologist for this week. Basically, all you see outside is white, now that snow's everywhere. On Tuesday the 10th, the weather had turned a bitter cold. It was so cold on Wednesday the 11th, we had to have indoor recess. That night, there was a full moon. On Thursday the 12th, we received another 3 to 4 inches of snow. It snowed almost all day. In December, we called the moon Little Spirit Moon. December is known as the darkest month. The sun appears late and sleeps early. We also have the winter solstice, which is the shortest day of the year. In this month, the porcupines are going to arboreal meals such as squirrels, mice, and chipmunks. Now they have to adapt to new foods, since usual foods are not in season, or the food is covered with snow. December is a time of change for animals. These days, the December averages are about 15 degrees Fahrenheit. We get almost 17.7 inches of snow. When Miss TG's class went outside on December 12th, they were enjoying the winter frolic outside in the fluffy snow. Playing gleefully, they buried each other in snow. As our rivers and creeks continue to freeze, remember to be cautious on the ice. At least 4 inches of solid ice on top of stationary water is needed for safe walking, skating, and ice fishing. At least 8 to 12 inches is suggested for a car or small truck. Be safe. While out in the very snowy woods on Thursday the 12th, we watched two white-breasted nuthatches hanging on the trees near our seed feeders. Nuthatches can go down tree trunks as easily as up the trunk. The only track we saw on Thursday the 12th was that of a red squirrel. It went up a tree and we could see a leafy nest in the branches. It was probably snuggled in there as the days were not windy. On Friday the 13th, when Miss Jackson's class had phonology, Elliot and Joshua followed a mouse track to a tree where it was hiding from the cold. The deep snow makes for a difficult travel for animals. During EU, we studied the difference between birch and aspen trees. They're both deciduous trees. During this time of year, there are some key identifying marks to identify them without their leaves. Birch trees have flaky bark, which is where they got their nickname, paper birch. Aspen trees are known for their leafy leaves, which make a rustling noise in the wind, which is how they got their nickname, quaking aspen. In EE, we also studied the difference between balsam fir and spruce. They're both conifer trees. Balsam fir needles are flat but wide. Spruce needles are soft and more 3D looking. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Larissa. And Robbie, you're doing a great job over there. Thank you so much for the hard work you're putting in to get those kids all quite conscious of the world that they live in. Porcupines changing their food sources, white-breasted nuthatches out, red squirrel tracks and mice tracks in the snow, cold temperatures, and then learning the differences between several different trees, spruce and balsam. Not too many of you probably can do that. Aspen and birch, a little easier perhaps, but nonetheless, making these kids aware of the world that they live in, and that is good, good work.